Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
I wonder if some of the top paid executives find themselves, you know, worried about Mondays and concerned about hump days and looking forward to Fridays.
I'd say so.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I only ask because, you know, this week they released the figures of some of the, well, the highest paid CEOs in Australia.
Mm.
It's Alan Joyce, the main man at Qantas, that topped the list.
And we know how much he gets paid?
Oh, yeah. Just a whisker under $24 million.
Wow.
Now, a friend of mine worked
Who's releasing the stats?
It's, well, I think at that rate,
unusual,
at that rate, the companies actually have to give it away, like because they're publicly
yeah,
listed companies, they have to. And it was a friend of mine worked out that's more than $400,000 a week.
A week. Wouldn't you just work for like half a year?
Just give me like three.
Not even.
Yeah, look,
a couple of months.
I'll come in for 3 months and then.
But then you're probably going
to
go.
Why would you give it up? That's the thing.
I know. You get addicted to it, don't you?
Once you start getting that
you get
kind
more
of
money, then you spend on more expensive things. You start buying crazy things instead of the regular, you know, you get off the black and gold and then you get a taste for.
Oh, you reckon? I don't think he's. No. I don't think there's any black and gold in Alan Joyce's house. Just
oh,
smiling.
I know.
He's not buying Coles brand anything.
That's what I mean.
No, you're absolutely right.
He's had a taste
that.
For the good stuff.
And that is, what they were saying is 240 odd times the average Australian wage.
Mm.
270 times.
Well, that makes you feel good, doesn't
the
it?
Australian hey, wage.
By the way, buy a ticket in the historic 150 mil that's going off tomorrow.
You'd have to think that even Alan Joyce would be, you'd think about buying one
yeah.
for 150.
I heard a stat this morning. It was like one in one point something million chance of. Of winning if you buy one ticket. You know, you buy one ticket and we go, oh, like it could be me. One in 1.3 million. You're probably better off buying Scratchy or something.
Possibly.
But or looking at the smaller draws that no one's bothering to enter because everyone's hung up on the 150 mil.
Either way.
Good luck.
If you're feeling lucky, go plug it into something today. That's all I'm saying.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Basketball fans, WNBL comes to town this week.
Woo!
As the Perth Lynx take on Adelaide Lightning. That's happening at the Mandurah Aquatic and Recreation Centre Friday.
So this is like the Wildcats, but the girls' team.
Yeah.
In case you haven't heard of the Lynx.
That's right.
Get down there.
Friday evening. Tickets still available from ticketbo.com.au. Which is not ticket boo. I don't know if that's even a thing.
No.
That's what I say in my head when I go to that website.
Ticket boo.
Ticket boo. But it's not.
No.
Good, I hope
good
I haven't
confused
you.
Good way to remember
it. Yeah. Now, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Cancer is the single greatest cause of death from disease in Aussie kids.
Wow, that's sad, isn't it?
So as you can imagine, really, any research we can do to try and shut this down
yeah.
is what it's all about.
Yeah.
So you can help out and find out how at cancer.org.au and do it especially this month.
Yeah.
And can I just say congratulations to the team at the Pinjarra Bakery.
Hey.
They've taken out the top prize in the Great Aussie Pie Competition
what?
For their plain meat pie.
That's awesome.
Best in Australia.
In Australia?
Yeah.
For plain meat pie.
I seem to remember they're pretty good.
Yeah, look, but I can't say I've ever eaten one.
I can't be sure. It's been a while since I've had one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And I'd need to taste it to confirm. So if Pinjarra Bakery wanted to, I mean, they know we're here. It could drop us off some pies.
Congratulations, guys.
But then again, you don't need to because you're the best in Australia.
No, already. We've already told
well
everyone
done.
About it, so well done. If you're planning a wedding, your life has just become a whole lot easier, possibly.
Okay.
KFC, who have got their fingers in so many pies, literally at the moment with the Zinger Pie, but also with the dating game thing they were doing.
Yeah, date Colonel Sanders.
Are now offering six complete KFC-themed, well, obviously KFC-themed, wedding packages just for Aussies.
That's a great idea, I think, like, halfway through the reception, do you reckon? Like, you have, like, a little dinner, a little fancy dinner. Pretend dinner,
and
then
the
KFC
the
rolls up.
Well, this is a whole thing, a KFC-themed wedding celebrant, so I'm guessing dressed as the Colonel.
Oh, right, so it's like a McDonald's birthday party, but a KFC
exactly.
wedding.
Exactly. yes.
Beautiful.
A photo booth, a musical entertainment, and a KFC banquet from a food truck.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Why, if you, why, do you wonder?
Why well, not?
Nikki Lawson from KFC says it's a response to all the couples who popped the question in KFC restaurants. I didn't know they did, but apparently they did.
That's yuck.
And do those who have already created their own versions of a KFC wedding, are there that many out
there? There must be.
KFC, she says, is all about living your best life. And we were flattered that so many of our fans are showing that Aussie larrikin spirit by asking us to be a part of their big day. Really? Since when has KFC been about living your best life? Now, look, don't get me wrong.
Since now.
I don't mind the odd bit of the Colonel's finest work, but exactly when did living your best life equal fried chicken?
I don't know.
Because if it is, forget any ambitions to change. Apparently, I'm already living my hashtag dream life.
There you go. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast Feed. With the last one voted off the island today, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Australian Survivor wrapped up last night on Channel 10 with Looking for Ella Brandy star Pia Miranda taking out the title of Soul Survivor. She was crowned the winner of Survivor 2019, scoring a clean sweep of votes following a brutal final challenge that she compared to childbirth.
Wow.
This is how it went down.
Winner of Australian Survivor.
Survivor, so to have them there to see their mum win, I'm so grateful that they could share it with me. This was the most amazing experience of my life. I'm bonded with those people for life, and I've come away from this a better person. I always said that I was going to be first person voted out or I would win, and I actually won.
She sure did.
Good on her. And she was the one that played the nice game. You know, she was everyone's friend. And look, and she came out and won. So proves that you can.
Half a mil.
Yeah, she won half a mil. But West Aussie survivor Luke Toki came out fourth, but his story has really resonated with viewers. Since his elimination, a fan-made GoFundMe page has raised over $450,000.
Wow.
So Luke went on the show again after competing in 2017 to help fund treatment for his children. His six-week-old daughter has cystic fibrosis and his two sons have autism. Now, Kevin Hart is being sued for $87 million by the woman who unknowingly appeared in this scandalous 2017 intimate video with him. Montia Sabag has accused Hart of causing emotional distress and invading privacy, as she suggests that Hart knew about the filming and set it up without her consent to use the scandal for publicity for his record-breaking irresponsible stand-up tour and in general to raise his pop culture status. And I kind of believe that. Just going to say.
Quite an accusation.
Mm.
That's for sure.
And finishing off with Aha's Take On Me is set to become the fourth song from the 20th century to reach 1 billion YouTube views.
1 billion and one now.
It's not quite there yet. It averages 480,000 plays per day on YouTube. Well,
it's an iconic video.
Yeah, it is. And it's on just over 934 million at the moment.
Wow.
So help it get there.
Today's the day.
Do it. Listen to Aha.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6. 97.3, Coast FM.